Once again, here we are. It's Tools for the Times. This is Block 4, Session 7. And today is the 31st of May, in the year of our Lord, 2016. So tonight's topic is oneness. And like I said, it's really about bringing a close to a fairly remarkable journey for me. And I'm hoping that it had some impact upon you, that it has some value, and it will continue to do so. So, if we look at our page that you have access to, first thing you see is we're back to our original motif and the colors. And we have the infinity sign there. Now, this is a little bit of a more interesting vibratory modulated wave that reflects that beautiful energy of the infinity, which contains the oneness. So I thought this was a beautiful image to start off with. It's as if you can be pulled right into that and go on literally forever. You can see we have some information at the bottom there. It's no longer three columns. It's a bit different. Then you've got just a minute, let's see. Somebody said they're getting a 404 error file message trying to access the support page. Give me one moment. Looks like more than one. Link appears to be broken. Okay. Give me 1 second, and I'll go ahead and fix that. Wouldn't you know it, at oneness, the link is broken? Okay, so let me under fire here. In the heat of the moment, find my beautiful place of center. Okay, so let's see what the link is. Oh, I see the problem. That link will go nowhere, as has been proven. Okay, so let me resend this. Forward. Give me one moment again. Oh, yeah, I see it. Just have to repair. Seemed harmless. Okay. Repairing link. Okay, that should do it. Let me check it. Control click. Okay, that's it. Let me send this out to y'all. It's always fun to narrate our challenges. Maybe that's the way I ought to do it from now on, is if anything comes up, then I will talk myself through it out loud. Gee, now I'm putting all the names in for the class. H-I-J-K-L-M-P. There you go. Okay, it's on your way. So the old 404, well, in a sense, the 404 is actually an infinity sign, if you want to really stretch it. Or is that called a palindrome? So hopefully you've got your link up. You've got it back. You're just going to refresh the page. If you go up, if you're in Google or any of them, you refresh the page. It's with the circle or the arrow that's kind of circular up there. You can even right-click on the center of the page or somewhere on the page, and then it will say reload. Do that, and then there we are. Okay, so in the spirit of bringing to conclusion, I have some subcategories off to the right there. You have 25 must-have books, get this music, some online stuff, a request, a few more tools, coming soon, and the final word. So, once again, check out the infinity symbol, which is representing the energy of the oneness and the unification of all things. It transcends time, space, dimension, all of that. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see three images that are, I think, are very appropriate for where we are in relation to the oneness and actually in bringing the course to a conclusion. The one on the left side is that we do fabricate and create the world in which we experience ourselves. And the intention of the course was to remind us just how profoundly we do that and how much in our design we are set up to go ahead and manifest the very things we desire, and that we are able to experience it and respond to it in ways that will help us to see how everything works together. So here we are putting together the scenario of the beautiful day there on the ladder in the morning. The little girl in the center is just a precious being who, in her red-headedness, has got that fiery sort of Irish energy of reminding us of the essence of who we are as precious beings. Again, the infinity symbol, but this is with two fingers, as if in the famous Michelangelo picture of the God giving the source, giving human the life through the index finger touch. This is how the oneness feeds itself, and I think that's a powerful image. When we go to page 2, there will be another couple images over there that I think are rather striking, and I'm looking forward to that. Well, let's go ahead and get started here on the first page. And I said over a year ago, 10 people responded to an invitation to take a very special journey of remembering, of reawakening, of restarting. It was to be an organic experience that flowed with the moments through me as inspired by you. A series of signposts, 28 to be exact, were laid out as the itinerary that was to only take 28 weeks. Yes, a significant commitment, but a worthy one for those who were open and ready to embrace a greater knowing and, by intent, a reclamation of self that would seriously alter the response to the moments of living if applied. These were to be cutting-edge tools that were being fed to us, all hot off the press in many ways. Sure, I read over 100 books to gather the foundation information so that I could give you something each week. Little did I know the degree of transformation that would take place in and through me as a result of the forced work I had committed to. Yet, that must have been a deeper, more sweeping reason for me in creating such a course, delivered by the hands of the higher self that was really just beginning to reveal himself in his splendor and expanded capacity. Was I really ready for this? No. Because it took whole blocks of my week to research and prepare and then deliver. And as you know, the delivery was the most unpredictable. How funny. To screw up a word like unpredictable. Okay, unpredictable element, as the information kept augmenting based on who was on the call and the degree to which I was open and receptive, undistracted by my own ongoing process. Thank God for the recordings. Interesting that there was only one malfunction when the operator, me, spaced off and did not set the recording sequence. All in all, it was an organic course. It had a life of its own. And that was the bigger picture that was to feed us all. I cannot be responsible for what you got out of these weeks and all this information. I do not know how many of the exercises you did and what that cleared or opened up to you. If you were anything like me, the early statement that it was the information, the delivery, the picture, the sound of my voice, the emotion of the topic, the ones on the call, that would severely impact the vibration to trigger unique and timely bursts of awareness and understanding within each of you, then this was the most powerful part of this year's devotion. We each got what we got. And I know from personal contact with many of you that there were changes afoot and shifts in how you showed up to your moments and how you called the new to you and how you chose to wear your new vibratory clothing. And now, in retrospect, it was always about remembering who we were, who we are, and have always been. I believe we collectively serve this end and have discovered some remarkable and profound gifts that are infused into our knowing so that they have become more of how we are being in these precious moments of living. The information and all woke us up to the big picture. And in this higher frequency, we stand individually and collectively on the threshold of oneness. Looking into that vibratory soup is fantastic because it is a vast array of light and sound and sensation and chords and oscillating forms. It has, "Come on in, the water's fine," written all over it. It is seeded with a yearning that only the initiated can pick up, can understand. It's really up to you now. One can only be led to the doorway of oneness. It is then a personal choice to step into that glorious abyss. For now, you take the tools for the times and create you in every moment that is birthed on your journey. The unique vibration of you expressing as I am that I am is what blends into the oneness. There is no description for the infinity that has invited us to play full out from now on. It is only a moment-by-moment frolic that reveals the wholeness to each of us in the unique way we deserve. Page 2. I don't know if you've ever witnessed an experience like this. It usually happens at sundown, and it usually happens in areas where, like the Midwest. This is called a murmuring, and it's starlings. There are a lot of starlings, and they create an experience and an expression of the oneness. They move as if they are one, and they oscillate around the sky. I've witnessed it where you had a main bunch, and then from out in the distance you could see thousands and thousands more creating their own experience until they all blended at some point in one magnificent painting, temporary painting. And indeed, if you took pictures of this and just kept snapping the camera, you would begin to see that there were images, things that the birds created, perhaps knowingly, perhaps in the oneness, perhaps for our entertainment. But in this one, you see the starlings creating basically a dolphin right in the center of the sky. And that was probably a split second when this picture was taken. I have seen so many different variations of photos that had elements in the sky that are very, very obvious what they are. It really is beautiful how that collective cooperation can occur. And wouldn't that be really interesting? Won't that be really interesting when humans can reach the point where they have that sort of connection, where they have remembered the interconnectivity between us all so that we can flow instead of resist? I think that's an incredible image, and I'm so happy I found it. Again, if you look down at the bottom, you'll see a reminder of how we structure and fabricate our own lives. In the midst of the storm, we create a scenario that is much calmer. We can. It's a temporary experience, and we're directly involved in the creation itself. I love these images. And then over the right, you see the illusory nature of who we are. This is a very interesting photo where the photographer obviously had this young girl who's just the right size set this mirror up perfectly so that it reflected what was before her as if she was not there. Again, the illusory nature of things is what this course has been about. The fabrication of what was before, we found, was standing on very, very temporary ground, even though it had gone on for thousands of years through many incarnations. And we were, in a sense, beginning to disintegrate from that frequency. That's what the course has been about, of reminding you of a greater truth that you could entertain as true or not true, as useful or not useful, as relevant or not relevant, That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the earthly dimension. No matter how it expands, it would appear that the rules are pretty much going to stay foundationally sound in that we do always have a choice. We do always have the capacity to do that which we choose to do based upon our moment in time and how we respond to it. All of these tools for the times are gifts, in a sense, reminders of how to flow with that which is. That's very powerful. Siri goes on and says, what can I help you with? Good timing there, girl. Let me read here. Above, with the starling murmuration, you can see the results of alignment and unification and the immediate flow of trusting the oneness. If you have ever seen this artful display, then you know that a million birds are moving as one. They dance across the sky at sundown where the collective shadow is most visible. The light keeps changing the backdrop to this magnificence like it is a choreography that has celestial origins. It does. Scientists attempt to understand what makes them do this. That is because a predator is around and they feel safer in a swarm of a million. Please. Why can't life just be the glorious celebration of life? Let's make this a gift of the cosmos for those who can see in this moment. Nothing more, nothing less. There does not have to be a reason. The oneness is like that. It just is. Doing its thing for the sake of doing its thing. As we enter into the understanding and experience of this high vibration, we find that it is simply there to embrace the all we have to be. That contributes to the rest and mixes it into the current show. Arriving at the oneness is like being born again. We started out this way, and for those who have dedicated their moments to coming home, here you are. Feels the same as it did when you were one, doesn't it? Comforting, familiar. Just right. Where old friends can be found. Just something to do in this splendor that immerses us with unbelievably loving arms. And from this point forward, I suggest you make choices that elevate your frequency to the levels that feel in balance and alignment. Only you know what that is. You are invited to make the adjustments on the fly by using the tools you have been given, as well as applying your own insights and guidance. So here are some reminders of useful tools to do just that. Choose and maintain high levels of inner and outer awareness to catch the in-the-moment information that is attracted your way. Very foundational. That's been underscored in every one of the sessions we had. Your awareness begins it all. Cleanse and clear your energetic bodies at the end of each day. When we looked at the patterns and the rhythm of life, we saw how the earth was aligned in certain rhythms that would happen through the seasons, through the relationship of the relationship with the sun, and how on a daily basis how that sun traveled across the sky, and at certain times of the day there were certain energies available and certain kinds of light that would impact us in certain ways. We realized that our design was such that at the end of that time, when the sun disappeared and we were brought into ourselves through resting and through sleeping, we would allow ourselves to cleanse and clear energies that did not serve us. But as time went on and we fell under the influence of the Piscean energies and those distractions and the ideas of limitation, we began to lose connection with the design. And by in no time at all, there was way too much to process through the process through a simple night's sleep. And things began to disrupt. a great deal of what we've done through information and through suggested activity has been to remind you that there are a lot of ways to let go of the old stuff. And again, it's all in your hands. The degree of your own personal clarity is dependent, in my opinion, on the amount that you let go of. This is why, over time, as we progressed, we became aware of how important letting go of the comfort zone was. In the beginning of the journey, the comfort zone was one place that we could always go back to when the theories or when the new ideas or when the new paradigms were dropping in like flies and pushing us against the structure of what we had believed for so long. We had a place to go. And isn't it interesting that over a short year, we began to see that the safe place to go was in not really that at all. That it was a place of great distraction where we could just while away our time, while away our own energetic self, and not go anywhere. Nothing wrong with that, really. But you wouldn't be on this course if you weren't willing to stand in the front of the line and to walk into these places first. And I don't know whether you believe that or not, and right now that's irrelevant. Maybe what I'm doing is calling you to that awareness and calling you to realize just what it takes to do something like this. Not everybody has been on the call. A lot of people, I mean, their lives just got in the way and they ended up not doing things. All in all, there were four cycles, four different groups of opportunities where people came and went. And through it all, it looks pretty much like there were 10 of us, 11 counting me, who were connected enough to want to take the whole thing. Interesting, isn't it? Choose to use your voice to speak your truth, launch your intentions, sing and chant and affirm, communicate your ideas. It would be sinful, or way short of the mark, to go silent again. And I'm not talking about the silence of meditation. I'm talking about the silence of you not expressing you. It really is just not okay anymore. And thank God for the Gestalt, and thank God for all the ways we have to process and clear and speak our truth, even if it isn't towards the ones who we want to speak it to. It comes down, honestly, to getting it out of us. Whereas when we were infants, it was an automatic process. It just did it for us. We've had to relearn and find ways to do it on our own now. And the voice and speaking our truth and responding to life with our own symphony of sound that comes through our voice is what really makes the difference in being clear or not. Maintain and expand your expanded support community in the earthly and multidimensional realms. I still don't know where you are in relation to the kingdoms of the earth in terms of the connection with the beings that are around. Yeah, you know, we're pretty used to animals and insects and birds and, you know, all the variations of the natural community. A lot of us have greater relationship with plants. We feel connection with the rocks and minerals and the earth herself. We're drawn to the bodies of water and notice and can feel the way we feel differently and how empowered we can get when we stand in the wind or on top of a mountain or just see a beautiful scene from nature based on the light of the day and the interplay of the sun against the clouds, against the air itself. We know all of that, and we can pay attention. And yet the invitation here, in addition to that, is to go beyond the seen into the unseen and to realize that there is so much more here for us that contains so much more information that will allow us to have such a greater experience of the dimension. And it's in both directions. It is into the plant kingdom where we start to get into the elementals, into the fairy creatures, the ones that have been part of considered fairy tale. Isn't it wonderful that during the time of the Piscean we were able to keep this powerful awareness alive by making it make believe, or so they say? we were able to keep the awareness that something exists in that state. And it's in, and that awareness is the vehicle that will eventually allow each of us, if we choose, to have actual communication and interaction with those kingdoms. Wouldn't that be fun? Or wouldn't it be freaky? Bunch of Chuckies running around out there. Goodness. And then you have the other directions with the etheric beings, the elemental beings that are a part of the ethers. And again, thank you to some of the great world religions who kept angels alive and made it fantastical. One of the very ones that was the source of so many limitations, on one hand, the Catholic religion has kept alive that element of angels right there, and the deities, and in the statuary, in the images that they basically would have you worship, in direct contrast to the Ten Commandments. But that's another story. Thank you, Catholicism, for that. Because in the process, even if we didn't have personal relationship with any of these kingdoms, they were still in the forebrain, and therefore still buzzing in the cells. What a glorious thing. And I guess in a sense, one of the beauties of this work has been that we can now have these expanded perspectives on things and not think it to be outlandish or fantasy. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Let's go with it. Tend your complete chakra system via awareness and activity. Whoops, I missed one there. I'll come back to it. And again, I say complete chakra system. You certainly know your in-body chakras, 1 through 7 in the front. You were introduced to the earth and the soul stars, 1 above, 1 below. You were introduced to 12, basically, additional, let's see, 8, 7, 8, 9, 3 more additional chakras on the outside, external, above the head. Each had its particular purpose. Actually, 2 above the head and then 1 in the hands and feet, realizing that those are there. And even as we speak, new information is coming in about the additional chakras within the body. At some point, it's going to reach a point where we go, enough. I can't keep track of the 374 chakras that are there. There aren't enough notes in the scale to be able to sound them. It's coming down to the point where we realize that because we're energetic beings, we can take any point within the body and probably call it an energy center. Because when our intention goes there and our focus goes there, it creates a vibratory pattern and structure that becomes magnetic as well as expressive. Curious. What I found most profound in this work was the reflections of the backside chakras as presented by Cindy Dale. And to me, to have those and that perspective, which really resonated with me, to have them in the backside there as direct conduits to the celestial energy, as if giving us the template, which we then, by free choice, free will, and personal programming, made adjustments to make it our own and impact us in ways that were higher vibration and in ways that were lower vibration. To me, that was a profound awareness. And I'm with the songs and the chants that were created, I am really going to move forth with that information. That, and applied to the spinal column and the vertebrae and the contact with the external spiritual points that carried in higher frequency concepts and ways of being that interface with our spine, so that we could realize that with so many issues happening in the back and along the spine because of stuffed energy, we could get a very, very prominent and profound clue right away if we just figured out where it was. And that gave us the information to do that. Clean those. You know how to do it. You got a whole bunch of ways. One of the best ways is a voice. Another best way is to sing a song. Another best way is to use the voice and chant. Another way is to run sirens. You've got a lot. Monitor your energetic boundaries whenever you change environments. Shoring them up is necessary to maintain your frequency of wholeness. And let me underscore that the whole point of boundaries is to stay in your frequency. It's not because you're afraid of the world. These new times are not about fear. It's just not. Once you clear up some of the conceptual challenges of what to fear and what you do fear and what the worst consequences are, you start to realize that, wow, what's there to be concerned about? We know that pain is temporary. We know that the thoughts are temporary. We know that issues are temporary. And we know that really our design lifts us up above all of these things 24/7. It really is back to the first thing there of paying attention and having the awareness to go ahead and make the in the now choices that are necessary to keep ourselves purring. It says whenever you go from one environment to the other. Why not? Every environment has its own frequency. It isn't that you're shutting yourself down. You're basically just watching the field and interacting with the field in a conscious way. There's no reason to lower your vibration unless you choose to engage on that level. Otherwise, you stay in your frequency so that you can be the best that you are at all times and not be impacted by the seduction of other energies. So we go, be fervent in your choice to express gratitude and remain open to the circle of giving and receiving. How open are you to that? These are universal laws and principles that allow us to interface with the energetics of the design. They allow us to participate in the fundamental forms that exist. And by giving and receiving, we see that we are in the middle of the circle. Now we're in line with the circle, so that we receive and we give. We receive and we give. And all of our needs are taken care of because we trust that form. We don't hoard ourselves. We don't hoard our energies. We don't hoard our resources. We keep, for a while, testing the system to make sure it delivers. And eventually, we don't need to test the system. We trust the system. And then it starts to deliver in spades. And practice gratitude. I don't know, it's pretty cliche just to be thankful for everything. But you know, it really changes things. It just changes the whole inner vibe and therefore the outer vibe as well. When I started being grateful for these animals that come around, guess what started to come around more? Animals. And when I started being grateful for the trees, these trees started to change the way they grew and started leaning more towards my porch. They wanted to reach out and be in my space as well. These are just beautiful ways that they've always been there, but once we turn the corner into making those kinds of choices, we begin to see how responsive the design is. It is immediate. Affirm and reinforce a belief system that suits and expands the new Aquarian principles of life, of a life-loving cosmos. This is the place, our beliefs, where things fall apart easily. Because of the power of the belief and the way it infiltrates the energy of the soul and the cells, it begins to program an energy in there that reflects it directly. Policing, if you will, monitoring and maintaining our thought process allows us to have a belief system that is in alignment with the frequencies that we are engaging in. All of the higher beliefs that I can see are very life-affirming. They have nothing to do with limits. They have nothing to do with taking advantage of others. They have nothing to do with separation. They are all about unification. They are all about seeing things in the bigger picture and knowing that there is more than meets the eye, which then invites us to expand all of our senses and our capacities to return to the place where we are whole, as if we were just born, but born as actual adults functioning. I don't know. That sounds pretty good to me. And even if it took 63 years to reach a point where, dang, this is a pretty nice place, I'm glad I got here. And I think it's only going to expand. Live fully in and from your heart space, choosing to wash all of your moments with the pure frequencies that honor and bless all. Why wouldn't you? I don't know what else to say on that. Just tuning into the heart puts us there. Yeah, sure, there are things that we do to maintain the frequency there, to maintain our capacity to be attentive of that area. And again, the more we do it, the more we reside in the heart, which then opens up all kinds of vistas. Maintain and celebrate your connective relationship with Gaia and all her beautiful kingdoms. I think I mentioned that already, or at least we talked about it somewhere. I go back to the information that came through on the DNA and then the relationship with Gaia, that we had two successive lessons in the Akash, where we were connecting with how the Earth was set up and has been set up and continues to be in symbiotic relationship with individual as well as the collective of all humanity. The crystal cave, the place where our personal crystals are kept that are the record keepers for all of our incarnations and experiences that we can plug into. Some would say that's where your life passes before your eyes at the very end. You're plugging in again and you get access to the full expanse of that which you experienced this time around as well as all the times before, so that you can make those adjustments and be able to decide about returning or moving on. And that the Earth responds in the now to the collective energies of humanity, regulating her temperature as well as weather patterns to reflect, obviously, the state of the inner world of humanity. For too long, we have been told that we have no part in this and that we basically are victims of life. In other words, life happens to us. How convenient. How convenient to keep you and me in the dark. These are the times when that's just not going to happen any longer. Maintain and celebrate. Maintain and nourish your inner relationship with your DNA and choose to access your Akash often. I know that in the world of time and space, because that's the way it's been, we're still, in a sense, directed by the time and our relationship with time. And that's fine. We keep doing that because we still want to be of this world, and yet we want to expand in vertical directions now. We want to realize that we can fill up this very moment with not just the one thing at the level of what we're doing. And this is not just multitasking, meaning doing a bunch of stuff with each appendage. It really means that we begin to expand and have simultaneous experiences in other places, because that's part of the design. Surely it's worth exploring. And I believe being open to it first is the gateway. Having relationship with DNA, I would go back and look at that. That session was chock full of information that still is mind-boggling to me based on the old ways. The capacity to go ahead and actually interact with the DNA and directing it and having conversation and making in the now decisions and statements and communicating and conversing about how you want to direct things and how you want to work together. Whew. Infinite possibilities on that one. Consciously choose health and well-being by staying energetically clear and refraining from feeding old paradigms of limitation and dis-ease. In the end, in section four, we brought in three categories and replaced others, the one on health, the one on manifestation and money, and there was another one that right now I'm forgetting. But they were brought in because it was important that we began to see just what kind of, I was going to say control, but it really isn't that. What kind of skill and tools we have to maintain a powerful relationship with our physical self. Because this is what we're in. The physical body is the vehicle of this dimension. All that's happening now is the conscious expansion of that vehicle to include what typically was in the fourth and fifth dimensions up till now. I think that's pretty cool. So we now have access to 1 through 5 at the very least, and 6 we go to in a very, very conscious state, deeply in meditation. So we have some very, very powerful multidimensional contact as we choose to use it. It still is somewhat tied to an altered state, and yet it won't be long that we're actually sitting here and able to function in ways that we really never thought were possible. And then finally, I say choose self-care first to stay in your place of center, balance, and power, because this is the foundation. I said it has been my intention to remind you of the wholeness of you by opening the inner and outer doors to your true design. It is my affirmation that you continue to do this in all your moments of living. I have been blessed by your trust in this work. I bless you on your beautiful journey. And I said, fare thee well. As if that was the end. But then I came back to the first page and I saw this empty space to the right of the infinity sign. And my Virgo-ness said, we cannot have that. So out of that came some topics. Some of them, in a sense, superficial and informational, and at least one of them, a few more tools, has some very interesting new stuff that dropped in today. So let's give a quick look to the 25 must-have books. These are books that through all of the ones, and I basically, I said out of the 100 books I've read, 100-plus books, these are the foundations upon which so many of the sessions were either based or inspired by. You'll see that a lot of things by Cindy Dale. You'll see all of the Kryon books. You will see a variety of other elements that are there, from shamanic to some things on childhood, some sound books, things on emotion. The Neurosculpting one by Lisa Wimberger. If you're to get any and to have a new library that would suit the times, I would support you in picking up these particular ones. They're all available on the Kindle, or they're available on your iPad app, or they can be on your computer through Amazon and through that Kindle process. Aside from a few little irritations with the format, they basically are, it's amazing to be able to have everything I need informationally to support my work, inner and outer work, on my iPad as I wander around. I find it stunning. And I guess the only thing that's going to evolve beyond that is going to be when I basically have all the information and don't need the iPad anymore, because I'm locked into my Akash and my DNA relationship so that I don't need to reach anywhere for it. The Ascension Magic book by Christopher Penzack is an absolute gem. Actually, anything by Christopher Penzack is quality stuff. He borders on, he's a witch. There's no other way to put it, but he's a witch in the way that he's the good witch. He's Glinda Goodwitch, and then most of the witches that I'm getting in contact are coming from a higher frequency. They are really just connected to the earth and the natural world, and they have not forgotten many of the pagan ways which were foundational to the foundation of who we are ever since we've been here. And they all, not all, most of them come from a higher frequency, which is really just about engaging the kingdoms and using that wisdom. I've used 5 of his books. I didn't put them all here, but I want to underscore that they're here. I used one on working with guides. I used the one on the money and manifestation. Not remembering the others. Okay, so let's close that out. I invite you to visit that. Get this music. Well, you know I was going to put a big old self-plug in here. But there are some other ones that I've used with great results. An original recording by Deep Forest. It's really good. Sacred Spirit with Native American Music, Volume 2. That's the one I would get. The Brand New Day is a theme CD of mine about change. The I That Is Me is the theme CD about self-esteem. Building My Field of Dreams is the theme CD about manifestation and abundance. Thunder of Silence is a theme CD on power, opening up, on health. Serene Soul as a vehicle, an instrumental vehicle to work the frequency of your moment and to create a healing state, the complete chakra clearing, root and sacral. Any Chance by Statham Kaur. Incredible voice, and the feel is so beautiful. I mean, I can listen to her all day. And then I've become very connected with classical music recently, which I had never done in my life. And yet now it's taking on a very, very powerful experience for me. So you can go to online to Amazon and get 100 of the most famous and most powerful Mozart or Beethoven or Bach or Vivaldi hits, if you will, for $7. And they download as MP3s and you have the entire collection to call upon. It is just amazing what we can have in our own place. So go to some online stuff. Here are some places for some additional supportive information to augment Tools for the Times. I thought these were going to be active links. I'll go back and fix that, but for some reason they aren't. But you have Ashtar on the Road, which is a direct connection to Ashtar Command, which is for the Ascended Masters as a clearinghouse for that. You have Christine Day online. She's connected with the Pleiadian energy. You have Kryon's website. Bibliotheca Pleiades. Okay, Pleiadian's book, another site for that. You have Vital Spark. Some of these I don't recall what they are, but I just went through and checked all of them, and they're very accurate. I mean, they're active works. Luminanti is not the Illuminati site about the control of humanity. It is a site that has a whole bunch of beautiful tuning forks and other sound tools. If you're interested in that, Tools for Wellness, it covers the gamut of personal wellness and self-care. There's a lot of devices and tools that you could use there. Lightworkers.org is an expansive website. This kind of is an ongoing and growing place. But do come back to Music for Every Soul. I don't know if you've visited the Sound Healer portion of the website, where a lot of things in a growing way are being done with sound. And let's move on to a request. And I said the personal reality of creating this course was that it allowed me to access resources I might never have found if not for the topics that were intuited to be the 28 for the journey. In all, my iPad Kindle app has over 585 books. 95% are there to support the topics. And all of these resources I am now able to carry with me for reference during personal sessions and classes. I am so grateful for the gathering and the guidance that drew me to these titles. You can see that over the past 2 years, a great many of my resources went to these Kindle resources. Fortunately, at least until this year, the prices were always very reduced in terms of the Kindle version. But now, because so many people are buying them in that format, the companies have decided that they're going to charge $14.95, just like they would a hard copy book or more. So, in a sense, a golden era is shifting quickly. I'm very delighted that I got in on the ground floor of that. This course is complete. There are 28 sessions that are written. I will be working with Sharon Lindenberger in Canada, where I'm headed next week, to compile and edit these into a workable and professional format for an upcoming book. Cheryl Harrison from San Diego will be assisting me in the presentation and the look of the book, and I'm excited about that. And Cheryl and I are slowly working through the 50 hours of audio to find snippets of varying lengths with which we can create a YouTube presence as well. So that's coming down the line. With these two elements and more coming out of this work, I really would like to get this out to a wider audience as things develop. As I put together a new online presence for the book, I would love to get some comments from you, the original participants, about the course and its impact on you, if indeed there was one. Your personal testimony will go far in supporting the new energy of the releases. So please choose to follow the link below and send me some kind of testimony. Thank you in advance for your contributions. You can click that. You got an email. Please consider doing that. I would appreciate that very, very much. Let's go out, and we're going to go to a few more tools. Here are some last-minute reminders of choices that can support your learnings. Remember that all of your moments are choice-based. It is a strong solar plexus that will sustain your felicity in instigating choice. The choice acted upon opens a door to the infinite that is the pure invitation to bring on the energetic reflection of intent. This is a dimension of choice. Historically, it's been based upon the design of duality and polarity. It has been a dimension of either or. It is diminishing in that capacity as the Aquarian Age moves in. I don't know what's coming down the pike, but the oscillations between the two polarities is beginning to diminish. And what used to be a very difficult place to be in the center is now becoming a very, very desirable place because it gives you the capacity to all things. Okay, next one. Trust is the lubrication to the flow. It opens the heart and the eyes to look in a larger way at all that shows up. Combining trust with the choice creates a reciprocal relationship where each feeds the other. The choice brings results which create a new opportunity to discern and then magnetize new frequencies, which all creates the adventurous journey. Trusting lets you enter the unknown with a sense of anticipation that leaves you with an inner smile. That was an interesting perspective because certainly trust is useful. But to think that it basically lubricates the flow is a very powerful statement, that it is through trusting and leaps of faith, in a sense, where we actually give the go signal for the universe and the cosmos to deliver to us in accordance with our higher self. I was going to say beseechings, the higher self requests, the higher self guidance. Over and over throughout the course, we have had the idea underscored that the more you give, the more you get. that the more you put into motion these ideas, the more they reveal to you. That the universe is based on trust and is based on good faith. And those who are willing to jump off these tiny little cliffs on a regular basis without hesitation will reap the rewards of the expanded awareness, which will then take away so much of what we've perceived as the limitation and the pain and suffering of being in a human body. The next one, this entry into ascension with the ultimate goal of oneness is ongoing with truthfully no known end in sight. The more open one is, then the more that is revealed. Okay, here I'm repeating what I just said. The universe has shown that it rewards all behavior with like energy forms and players. So why not look for the best you can by moving forth with confidence and courage and the assurance that the cosmos loves you and will not let you be harmed, bruised maybe, but not annihilated. The formula is that life feeds itself. Choosing not to engage life is akin to existing on a starvation diet that leaves little chutzpah. And God knows we've had many lifetimes where we had no chutzpah. Nothing to write home about, really. Came and went. Took up space, and that was about it. That's great for then. It's not great for now anymore. It's too much at stake. And it isn't that there's any negative consequence for not doing it. Consequence. But too much at stake in the fact that we are on this threshold of this sort of exponential expansion, if we choose it. Let's move on. All of the information shared is capable of triggering a greater understanding of what surrounds the idea. Your personal application will make it yours, no matter what anyone else does with it. This ultimately is your show, your movie, where you are free to create any type of action, romance, learning, ending, or sequel. The paradigm points that seed the new world are organic and reflect your own fertilizing with attention and trust and flow and willingness to let go in a flash. This was the basis for the course, and at the time, it was unheard of, is that we were getting these flavor bursts, that all we were doing is facilitating an opportunity for you to have a flavor burst where something triggered a remembering that was unique to you, that was a way to apply the information. I still believe that that's the way it is, and I still believe that that's one of the backdoor ways of these times for us to recover who we are and to reawaken an inner knowing that is not based upon outside information. It's as if you don't even have to believe any of this shit. I put that word in there on purpose. Your body knows. Your cells know. Your personal history knows. Your Akash knows. Your DNA knows exactly what to take on and what to amplify. And I'd like to think that every word I said is worth it. Woo-hoo! Let's move on. Please do not underestimate the power of the natural world to nurture you and direct you far beyond your capacity to currently understand. The Piscean tendency to discount the earth is a borderline fatal mistake. Fortunately, with the earth in complete alignment, reflection with humanity as well as herself, she will not let these human ants do any harm to her, only themselves. Stay loving and grateful and spend much time in deep relationship. There is just so much to be revealed by your leaps of good faith here. The distraction of the cry for global warming without an understanding of the living nature of the earth herself as Gaia is foolish. it's spreading a doctrine of fear and annihilation that's no different than hoarding, you know, what I grew up in with the idea that humans are going to destroy because of the atom bombs that are going to be dropping on the playgrounds as I went to school. What's different? Humans have always been programming their demise and trying to scare ourselves shitless. It's time to alter that. The natural world, it's the best and safe place to go. I don't care where you live. There's a place of power right around you. You just have to find it. You find the spot with the vibration that calls you, and you plant yourself there, and you let it create the relationship that will sustain you. And it will do so for as long as you need it. And then you find another. And then you find another. All based upon the frequency that which you've grown to. Next one. Devote much time to clearing up your thinking. Cleaning up your thinking. Every one of these tools for the times details is seeding itself in you now. Many have already sprouted to shift your inner direction and potential understanding. It shows up in the nuances at first, a subtle shift in response to the familiar, a hesitation before reacting, a tilt of the head that delivers a new perspective that diverts the old thought toward release. The mind will give in because the energy is too much for it. This is one of the challenges of these times. The mind is wrestling with its personal tuxedo. All dressed up and the limo is just not coming anymore. New thoughts, new actions, new uses for the moment, new vistas and panoramas, new frontiers, new depths of connecting, new degrees of self-love and self-actualization. The mind is actually getting more than it ever could fathom. It simply has to catch up. And honestly, that requires a major reboot, and that is more or less what the cosmos is delivering in these glorious times. Hallelujah. So do you get that? I don't care how many self-help books you read and whatever format they're coming from, it's going to come back to your thinking. It's going to come back to our own personal thoughts and how we program not only our inner experience, but also our outer forms. And, you know, sure, we can keep playing with it and keep testing it and keep creating misery for ourselves. What I see the most happening in my own life is the reality that things don't have to last the way they did in the past in terms of the duration of the issues. My perspective on it and then my subsequent choices based on that perspective can change the impact to be one of minor or one of major to something that has hardly any impact whatsoever. I'm finding that the attachments I have, I'm finding that it doesn't matter is a huge phrase of my personal life right now. That doesn't mean I'm not engaged. I'm more engaged than I've ever even thought I could possibly be. I see more, I experience more, I feel more, and yet I'm not attached to the forms of things as they impact me. Because I'm running oh so much less fear through me. I don't even want to be around fearful energy. My body kind of recoils when I hear statements of fear and limitation. It's just reached that point. I have to be careful and monitor myself that I don't separate myself to just create a community of you know, Mark Welch's. It's useful to be in all kinds of frequencies, and it's also useful to practice my own self-care through my work of my boundaries, through maintaining my energy, through cutting cords, through staying clear at the end of the day, through speaking my truths, through being a good steward of the earth, to being a good steward of relationships. And realizing that all along the way, I keep learning, and therefore I keep changing, and therefore things keep changing. I was just in a conversation today with a former bandmate. We're working on a project slowly but surely. It's basically his baby, in that we're taking music that we sang in the 70s through a group that we had. It was beautiful and fun music. The gentleman's name was Steve Peters, who wrote a bunch of the songs. Wally, who is the gentleman I'm talking about, and I were just discussing that he has been in contact with someone who was a pivotal band member in those days, but who kind of turned into, for the lack of any other word, kind of a wacko. And he was very hard to be around, and he'd done some things that were very hurtful, especially to Wally. And so there'd been several stops and starts along the way with, you know, band members. And it reached the point where everybody just threw up their hands and said, fuck it. And they went on their way. And a few years had passed. The person in question had moved recently over to Hawaii to begin his personal rehab. I guess, you know, the spirit calls in ways that it's calling everybody. His way of finally dealing with whatever demons are there was to go isolate himself on an island. Obviously, you're not isolated, but you are to a degree because of the nature of that island, those islands. And he's been working on dealing with what were some substance abuse problems. On a whim, Wally called him and shared with him what we were doing. And he was surprised, despite rumors and contact, that this man was doing much better and sounded as if he was really beginning to turn the corner on this, and opened his hands and heart again to invite him into the project. And when he shared that, I thought, wow. And I asked him, I said, you have had a dishonoring relationship with him multiple times. Are you really ready to open that door again? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, if it turns out to be in a similar way, are you willing to be straight with him on how it impacts you? And he said, yeah. So the thing is too often in the old model, we get caught up, and we dealt with this in relationships, of how we hold on to the past, how we hold on to an experience of someone because we haven't processed it and let it go energetically. And we hold on to it because we haven't, well, I'll repeat it again. I guess it bears repeating. We haven't let go of it. We haven't let go because we had no way to process the energy. And so every time we see them, as opposed to seeing them with new eyes that honor them for the time that has passed and for the potential for them to have actually made changes that would have neutralized their choices in the past, we immediately put them into how we saw them in the past because that wants to be processed. The wisdom of your body wants to process that, so here it is again. And at those moments, we have a choice of how we're going to see the person. It's going to happen over and over and over again for those that we hold those energies in our lives until we decide to embrace it. That doesn't mean we give up anything. What it does is it gives us back our whole self. And whatever energy was being taken up by holding the grudge or holding the energy that was unreleased is suddenly freed as vitality, as capacity to enjoy life much more, as a capacity to invite higher frequency energies in. Enough. Okay, we move on. Start thinking in terms of gender unification within you. You are designed to be neither male or female, containing large resources of each upon which to draw. The moment and the circumstances determine which you lean to. Start tuning in. Start turning in and asking questions about how you can expand both in awareness and in action. Determine which you have fed the most in your thoughts and subsequent applications. Look where you can shore the other up. Watch people of both sexes and see how the energy is dispensed as well as the results. Look for opportunities to apply the opposite where you would have done the other in the past. Make effort to be balanced in your responses as they arrive. This balance will be key to revealing you to you some of the greatest gifts of the oneness. Call upon your deeper capacities to spontaneously deliver the perfect combination of both to the moment at your altar of awareness. I don't know where this dropped in, but it basically was an important message that wanted to come through and said, basically, as you can see, let's begin to be both. Now, I'm not necessarily implying or suggesting anything along sexual terms. I'm basically talking about the feminine and the masculine energies within us of how we can call upon them and how we can work towards balancing those for the betterment of us all. That is worth entertaining, so I invite you to do what you're going to do with that. Just a few more here. In all that you see, remember that the oneness permeates each. The connection and the unification are profound elements that are a bit fuzzy to yet understand. Live as if you get it. Know that the unique expression of the very same source is the greatest mystery of the process we are all flowing in. When something stirs you or triggers you, look for the source in the expression. See how it reflects you, gifts you, opens you to the greater blending with the oneness. This may be the pathway to acceptance, no judgment, unconditional love, cosmic community. What I'm saying there is to see that beauty and to see the divine and to see what's called the namaste, the essence within each person, and realize that we are in the same boat. So as we start to look for the gem as opposed to something else, we have a different experience. These are the days of wonder and miracles when healings are happening at a breakneck pace. Funny phrase, breakneck. Healing, breakneck. Trust that and play with it. And let me underscore the importance of putting the tools into action. Using them develops a trust and skill to use them more and first. As you know, using them reveals new ways to use them, which reveals new gifts from them, which turns you to new tools. Like crabgrass spreading over and through the lawn, you are setting your feet in connection in the fertile soil of the multidimensional I am-ness. Are you willing to step behind the curtain and breathe in the all of everything yet? If so, you're sending a mighty call to the cosmos and all of your frequency-aligned posse to turn it on. The ride has just begun to crest the apex. It is a good day to fly. And know that the very fact that you have chosen to absorb the tools for the times, you are sending a clear signal to the cosmos that your frequency is high enough to handle a bevy of new assignments. The light is being engaged to dispel the notions and the implants of the collective darkness, which is misinformation and ignorant actions. And that means you may have some unexpected callings. Be not concerned, because you have the frequency, the inner information, and all the seeds necessary to provide you with the complete capacity to drink in and digest your moments, no matter the form. Do not hesitate, for you know the spontaneous leap of faith will be met with the legions of light who are at your beck and call to bring peace and love to the mask before you. The more you access and apply your wisdom and power, the more it grows. The more it grows, the more it impacts the collective vibration in a higher frequency way. The more it impacts, the more quickly the transformation sweeps through the viscera of life. This is the morning of the age of Aquarius. This is the morning of the age of Aquarius. The morning. And finally, be open to, in fact, invite in new solutions to the challenges facing the shifting times. To make manifest the unification requires that significant changes take place in the community and cultural realms. Higher vibration calls forth higher vibration ideas and visions. Do not underestimate your capacity to creatively manifest visionary downloads that may likely steer hearts and minds in new directions. New Agers have long been considered, and in some ways, rightly so, a bunch of Pollyannas and ostriches who just want peace and love. The fact is, that this is one element of the new thinking. Separating from the current forms and not listening to the fear-mongering dogmas that spew from the media allows one to seed alternative, more life-affirming realities. The new is replacing the worn-out and diminished. Perhaps unknowingly, you have become a critical element in the reawakening far beyond the personal comfort of your own couch. Didn't you see the fine print on the email sent after session one? Guess I could have told you. Joking, kind of. Please remember, you can do whatever you like as an awakened being, participating at whatever level and degree you choose. Bottom line is that you continue to be the true you in all your moments. That energy and light will be a mighty source for so many. What I'm apparently saying here is that along with your power comes some responsibility. The main responsibility is you continue to live your moments in your power and with the awareness, and keep exploring the vast dimension of this awareness as it reveals more to you. Living in your power opens the opportunity to assist mightily in the shifts that are occurring on a larger scale. You can choose to be as active as you want in it, but the primary responsibility is to maintain your frequency and to expand that frequency. That's it. You being you, having a life as you, is really all that's required of you, and even that isn't required. Having said that, you may be called to do oh so much more. I don't know. But in a sense, the higher frequency energies of the times are very potent frequencies, and they're very potent magnetic energies that will bring all kinds of stuff to them in the name of healing and clearing and raising vibration. To stand in your shadow and in your line at Safeway is one thing. But to come forth and to create some opportunity for awareness in your life in a larger way is another. How are you going to show up in that? Can each of us choose to be consistent in these higher frequencies? Because according to the law, we will be tested. We will be given opportunity to see how we do. And there's no self-flagellation or beating up required. There's no name-calling needed. It's just observation and adjustment, and then new choices. It's an exciting time. And for some reason, y'all chose to be on board on this. So let's let that go and go out to coming soon. And then we'll have a final word. I said I will be taking the summer off from any phone call classes. Woohoo! I want to concentrate on putting into play a new website, new recordings, and the promotion of Tools for the Times, theme CDs, and sound alchemy work. Some interesting vistas are opening up in the Toronto area that will get me into Canada three or four times in 2017. Exciting. It is. There's some. Just to put this out there, there's a place near Calgary that is up in the near Banff, up in the Canadian Rockies, that is a kind of a world-class destination. It's this hotel that is way up high, and I'm sorry I'm not remembering the name of it. But up at that altitude and where it is, it has a beautiful meadow. And I think there's more than that. But my friend Sharon, who's orchestrating a lot of these things and bringing me up there, has talked to me about that. Her son works out in that area. She's already contacted the hotel, and they are just doing backflips about the idea of bringing a group up there and putting on an event, a very, very special event. And so it's a limited space. There are about 24 rooms in the entire complex, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty remarkable. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at, and that'll be in 2017. So I wanted to put that out there just because I wanted to get the juice flowing on that. Some thoughts are beginning to percolate on what I can do to expand the greater communities in ways that will provide entry for previously closed-minded people into new expansive thinking that will open their hearts to give them their power back. Fear can be neutralized with information. I have no desire for being an in-your-face revolutionary. Rather, I see myself finding loving and honoring ways to trigger the inner dialogue in others to invite them into the reawakening more fluidly. And we shall see what percolates and what that percolates. Look for some kind of monthly call in the fall starting up. No topics to report yet. It will be as cutting edge as I can make it. The cause will be well served by your willingness to share the ideas and your vibration with as many as you can. And know that whoever you find yourself with has receptivity. Be you and let that open the doors and the vibrational remembering. Bring people to the music and the books and the classes I have because that will allow them to begin shifting frequencies. Your testimonials are more than welcome as well. Word of mouth is always a powerful marketer. Again, let your vibration be the beacon that has people asking what you have done to turn on the light. So anything along those lines, thank you, thank you, thank you. And a final word. Thank you so very much for your willingness to take this journey with me. Your presence made all the difference because it reminded me weekly that there was someone important that I had to prepare something of substance for. At times it was the last thing I wanted to do. But someone was always there on the call, ready to receive. I had to keep showing up. That was important. I wish you well in your moments. I know that you will keep showing up to you in your highest vibration first. Practice good self-care. Nurture and make time for lots of play with that precious inner child self. Be open fully to how life will ease into your life. Seize the opportunities and never hesitate to walk into the dark forest. Your light is strong and will provide you with all the guidance you need. And I said, if you would like some additional support along the way, please know I can provide some spiritual mentoring and can even shore up the relationship with you and your inner child self. Use the music I have created to keep your vibration high. Create community in alignment with your higher vibration and awareness. Have fun and know that no matter what, everything will be okay. It is the law. So on that note, let me sing a song. You and I are one with the whole of life. All are in a union with the holy light. Every single thought, every word and form, in the heart of God eternally born. You and I are one with the whole of life. All are in a union with the holy light. Every single thought, every word and form, in the heart of God eternally born. You and I are one with the whole of life. All are in a union with the holy light. Every single thought, every word and form, in the heart of God eternally born. In the heart of God eternally born. In the heart of God eternally born. There you go. Thank you so much. I'm just going to go.